Well, Senator Rosenboom, there has been a lot of news about you outside of Iowa this week as it relates to Des Moines Register and Vox article in relation to a hog operation that you and your brother own near Oskaloosa. First of all, let our listeners know about your statement that you released. I wanted to give you a chance to kind of give a summary as it relates to Rosewood Pork and this operation that has been called into question by national and state media.
Well, thanks, Andrew, for the chance to speak to that. Obviously, my brother and I were at Rosewood Pork. We're very surprised and disappointed to hear these allegations. Having said that, I want your listeners to know that this is nothing but a professional hit job by a California-based animal rights group. And I was targeted because of my work on the ag protection bill last year. And of course, since I do raise pigs, or my family does, I was a big target for them. And so that will start there. Now, having said that, there are pictures that accompanied this and one video, I understand, that show things that are designed, of course, for maximum shock value to people, to non-farm people. And some of those photos indicate some animal husbandry practices that neither my brother nor I approve of, and it's not okay. Having said that, it's also very important to note that these barns had been leased to another family farm operation several years ago and were managed by them during the time period in question, or April of 2019. At the time of this so-called investigation, Rosewood had no role in the management of the barns, no ownership of the pigs, and had no employees that worked there. So whatever is alleged to have happened did happen, was under the management of another entity other than us. And maybe it's helpful for the listeners to understand that relationship. What I mean by leasing the building is that much the same as a rental home, a rental house owner would do, you simply lease it to a tenant. And you collect the monthly rent, and that's it. You don't daily go in and out of the house. You don't do any of those things. Perhaps you do some maintenance at times, but so that's a relationship at that time. Now, I mentioned there were pictures that, of course, designed for maximum shock value. And there are pictures of more or less normal things, such as rectal prolapses. When we have 4,000 pigs, there's things happen. There's health issues and that sort of thing. While those pictures themselves appear to be shocking, those pigs were in a hospital pen, and there's no type of a real problem there other than it makes a picture that some people object to. There was one picture of a dead pig that was in an alleyway away from the other pigs, and that pig should have been removed from the building. It appears a day sooner because the pig was starting some discoloration and so forth. Again, that's not any kind of a health issue or abuse issue. That's simply a careless, what I call careless housekeeping. So there were certainly some activities or some poor housekeeping practices that were not consistent with our expectations, and we're disappointed in that.
So, yes, again, if people want to read your full statement, we'll have that posted along with this interview on our website. Now, some of the criticism from this group obviously came. It's direct action everywhere. They had actually gotten onto your farm, and this kind of ties into the bill that you had actually passed, as you had mentioned last year, that had restricted some of those kinds of investigations from happening in terms of those posing as somebody and being undercover that had passed. And then earlier this week, in fact, as I understand, was held up in a court, and correct me if I'm wrong on that. So as it comes from direct action everywhere and it relates to this bill, you called it a hit job. You know, do you feel that this is directly a result? This investigation is directly a result of those actions that you and your fellow legislators took in the Iowa Senate last year?
Oh, definitely, Andrew. In fact, obviously, we don't have time in this interview to go all this through the details. These people actually at one point confronted my brother and I last summer, telling us that they were out there to embarrass me, to try to find something, you know, show the people what I was hiding and that sort of thing. So there's no question about that. And this activity just puts a huge exclamation point on the need for the what we call the Ag Protection Bill. The concern, first of all, there's criminal trespass. That's undeniable. These people came in at night with no permission, of course, walking around with flashlights at night, someone else's property. They staged some of the photos. That's not disputable. There's just all sorts of stuff that they did that was illegal, unethical. And then actually a bigger problem than all of that and underscoring the need to do this law is biosecurity issues. People roaming around in other people's livestock buildings at night is not okay. The country and the world's sitting anxiously watching this outbreak of coronavirus, which of course is a human health issue. But we have the same concerns with animal care. There's nasty diseases that we just don't want on our farms, and so that's a huge part of this legislation, was to prevent this kind of illegal activity, both from a private property perspective, but also from an animal health and biosecurity and even an agroterrorism perspective.
And now you do indicate in your press release that these pictures did show some careless animal husbandry practices and animal care protocols. What have you done then to address those since you learned of the photos or had learned of some of the management practices of the previous tenants?
Well, actually, we had taken action on this way before we knew about any of this undercover stuff. We had given up. We'd leased the buildings out because of my brother's age some years ago, and simply it was time for us to move on from a labor standpoint. So we leased them out to another family farm entity who owned the pigs, who took care of the pigs, managed the barns, and so forth. But for a number of reasons, we wanted to make the change back to taking over the management of those barns ourselves. That was primarily because we were aware of what I call housekeeping things that simply aren't consistent with how we work. And we just didn't like to do that. We didn't like that. We didn't like sometimes the maintenance of the building, that sort of thing. We have an investment there to protect. And then also we have a family, young family member who was out of school and was anxious to begin his career and working with us. So we brought him in to take care of the day-to-day operations prior to this knowledge of any of this type of thing. So whatever issues may have existed there with respect to housekeeping, why we've already taken care of those.
Anything else you'd like to address with us at this time? Obviously, again, we'll have your press release and obviously this interview online. Anything else that you would like to mention to the audience?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity to clarify some of this. I will underscore the fact that there is absolutely no sign of any sort of mistreatment or abuse or cruelty. That's simply not part of the equation. While we're unhappy with the housekeeping, it certainly isn't any of those things that some people are charging us with. So, and that's hugely important.